For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? I'd like to take this and preach for just a little while on a message entitled Patience. Pastor, would you please pray over it?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it such a great, wonderful privilege to be able to open your word and to be able to feast upon your word, Lord. We know that your words are full of life, Lord, and Lord, full of nourishment, Lord, that will strengthen us, that, Lord, we will have a better life, that, Lord, we will have life abundantly. I pray, Father, that tonight, Lord, as our brother shares your word, that, Lord, he would be able to serve it, Lord, in a way that, Lord, is rightly divided, and that, Lord, that we would all, Lord, just be able to benefit from, Lord. God, we give you the glory and the praise and the honor for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we, with patience, wait for it. That's Romans 8:25. Have you ever found yourself praying, Lord, give me patience right now? Right. And you would think if you're going to preach about patience, you'd preach for at least 2.5-3 hours, right? Oh, Lord, please not tonight. But it seems like we've slipped into an instant gratification culture. I was like reading the news or something, and all of a sudden, blaring out of the speakers next to me on the computer said, force your body to burn fat! And then it added in, without effort! I was like, wow, how does that work? My daughter was across the room sitting on the couch. She started laughing out loud like, are you kidding me? That's crazy. But that's the kind of culture that we live in. And has anybody else noticed how loud commercials can be? Like you're watching a television show or something, all of a sudden it goes to commercials, blowing your ears out. You're like, wow, what is that? James 1 and 2 and 3, verse 1, 2 and 3, and 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So patience yields in us that expectation, a belief, a desire or a fulfillment already of what it is that we believe we shall receive. It works patience. And I've heard people say, don't pray for patience. You never should pray for patience, because if you pray for patience, then God will bring all these tribulations and trials and troubles and struggles your way. So if you want to avoid all of that, don't pray for patience. But I also believe that God, who is almighty, powerful, and wise, can give you patience without all the adversity that you may go through to earn it. I remember as a child, popcorn was a special treat. Remember, you know, kettle, a little bit of oil in it, put a lid on it, maybe stand there and agitate it a little bit, we didn't have microwaves. Heat up some butter and salt it. And then we went to hot air poppers. Remember those? That was a much, much easier. And then it had the Jiffy Pop thing. Understand that? It was all in there. You didn't have to add salt or butter or anything. It was all in the whole thing. Then we went to microwave popcorn, where you had to push the time and push start and leave it alone for a while. But that's too much trouble nowadays. You just push the button that says popcorn, and it does it for you. Once again, buttered, salted, no effort. Open up the bag, eat popcorn. I found myself doing that this evening. This afternoon. I was working on this outline. God, give me your message right now. 5 seconds ago. I don't want to wait. Working on patience. Psalms 43. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you troubled? Hope in God. It's like David was asking a question, then answering or telling himself, exhorting himself. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance. So you want a healthy faith? You need to be proactive in God. Oh, I thought that was the stuff you ordered off television and they come and you put it on. No, be proactive in God. It'll help your countenance. You will smile. You will have a lightness in your heart and in your soul. God's only light. Well, God is light and He can brighten your face. Turn that frown upside down. We find ourselves thinking, why are things taking so long? Why is it taking so long for me to arrive where God wants me to be, blessed and happy and prosperous and righteous and full of all of God's long suffering myself? Luke 21:19 reads, in your patience possess ye your souls. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Are we there yet? That's exactly where we're at. Are we there yet? How come it hasn't happened yet? Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. We have need of patience. And I brushed it a little earlier, but if you believe tomorrow that everything's going to be all right, why are you troubled about it today? If you believe tomorrow God is going to work everything out, why does it bear on your mind, oh Lord, oh Lord? But with patience, you believe, you expect. Why be troubled? God, where are you? I've been waiting for 15 long minutes. Romans 8:25 says, wait for it. It does, right there. Romans 8:25. I've often thought, you know what? My son could use that when he's in the batter's box. Because if he misses a pitch, it's because he's way out front. He's so eager to hit that ball, he's swinging before it even gets there. And if you could watch it in slow motion, you see he's about a foot in front of it. Wait for it to get there. It'll get there. Promise. Can't do a whole lot with it until it gets there. Seriously now. Romans 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. I mentioned it this morning in Sunday school. I said, why do we have poverty in the world? Jesus promised, you shall always have the poor. And I didn't articulate it very well. I said the depravity of man. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant to you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus. There's a lot there. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. I'm feeling happy and upbeat today because I heard that song Happy on the radio. Don't worry, be happy. How many times have they written a song about being happy? And you see the state of people who have written songs about being happy. People who spend their whole life making other people laugh. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. What did Christ Jesus do? He did not follow his own will. He followed the will of the Father. What was the will of the Father? It was for Jesus to be here for everybody else, not himself. Talking about patience. We should agree to glorify God. Jesus said, I do always those things that please the Father. And we are to be of the same mind. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. What does that mean? Stop and think about it. That's Psalm 46, 10 and 11. Remember the parable of the debtors? Jesus was talking about a man who owed somebody some money, his master. His master came and said, you owe and you haven't paid. I'm going to cast you and your family into debtor's prison. And he said, be patient with me. Give me a little time and I shall pay. And what did he do? He went and found somebody who owed him just a fraction of what he owed his master. And they said, be patient with me. And he showed no patience and no mercy. And his master called him to account for it. Said, you asked for patience for me and I freely gave it to you. Somebody else asked patience of you. You found it not in your heart to do it for them. God linked the forgiveness that we desire from Him to the forgiveness we give to others. And the patience that was granted to us by God should be extended by us to others. And I am so grateful that God is patient with me. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, when we talk about patience, you know, I always thought patience, oh, it's something that you endure, you know, anger, you withhold, you put off, you've long suffering. You know the definition of patience is constancy. You don't change. You aren't easily moved. That's patience. Well, I have to be patient with God. I have to give Him time to fulfill His will. Yes. God has a different perception of time than we do. But it's not in that patience that, oh, well, it's going to take a long time. God gives us that long suffering and that mercy and that grace to us. We should extend it to others. But that doesn't mean that you have to wait a long time to receive what you have need of from God. Because I know when I came to God and asked God for salvation, it was in that moment. And while salvation is a progressive work, the work of salvation has been done. It's already accomplished. And the patience between us and God is on God's end, waiting for us to come to that place that He's called us into. Who are you speaking to tonight, Nathan? Well, who is the one praying for patience? Who is the one calling out to God? Who is the one sometimes that looks in the mirror and says, Nathan, what were you thinking? I want to encourage you tonight, though, to have patience. Because by it and through it, you will reap the blessings that God has promised. If you faint not, Pastor.